With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for Fox Sports NFL draft analyst Rob Rang. Brought to you by Chambers Bay Distillery, a local distillery owned and operated by two local guys, Alan and Jeff, where their mission is simple: to create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Now with Rob Rang, here's Ian Furness.
Our man Rob Rang joins us. Big thanks to our good friends at Chambers Bay Distillery. Al and Jeff down there do a great job with some spirits. Might admit that one of those nights on the road, I might have had something that wasn't Chambers Bay, because frankly, I was in the middle of the country that didn't have Chambers Bay, and it was not quite as good as I would have liked. A little nightcap.
It's good stuff, and you're always sad when you don't have it.
I was in Tennessee, and I had one option, basically. So.
Did it start with a J and end with an AK?
It might have. It might have, and I missed my Chambers Bay. So you can pick it up at local grocery stores, QFC, Fred Meyer. Also, you can find it at Total Wine and More, or swing on by the tasting room down there, University Place. It's Chambers Bay Distillery, the Ron Vodka, the Ghost Dog Whiskey, which goes great in your coffee. You want to watch the Husky game tonight? Want to stay awake? Throw some of that in your coffee. You'll be just fine. Ranger, how are you, my friend?
I am doing very well. Ian, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Weird weekend, huh? Not a lot of top 20. Is there any top 25 teams going against each other this weekend?
There is not. Not a single game where you have two teams, both in the top 25, facing off this weekend. So I think, to me, it's one of those games where you can either kind of focus in on the local players. Of course, University of Washington playing Arizona tonight. So that's going to be interesting. Or you can be looking ahead to the possibility that the local NFL team, the Seattle Seahawks, might be looking at some of the quarterbacks. And fortunately, there are some interesting quarterback matchups this weekend that we could be talking about.
Well, let's talk about that. And I believe I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you have told us on this show a few times, this is not a good quarterback class. And I bring that up. The Seahawks don't have a first-round pick anyway. But are there some guys that could be potential value picks in middle rounds that maybe are intriguing to watch this weekend?
Oh, sure. And that's the thing is, you're absolutely right. This is not a great quarterback class, and it's not unexpected. I mean, of course, we had five quarterbacks go in the first round this past year. We broke them all down. It's the first time in NFL history that five quarterbacks were among the first 15 picks. There may not be a single quarterback go in the first 15 picks this year. I got some scouts who are telling me they don't know if there's going to be a single quarterback gets drafted in the first round.
Holy cow. That hasn't happened
since 1996.
What?
So,
say that again.
Yeah, say that again. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a possibility. There may not be a single quarterback that gets drafted this year in the first round. And the last time that happened, I was 2 years removed from high school, 1996. So that's a long time ago. The last time we only had one quarterback go in the first round, there was a pretty quality quarterback that wound up going in the second round. He's going to be starting for those Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith was an early second-round pick by the New York Jets. E.J. Manuel from Florida State was the only quarterback that went in the first round. He went 16th overall to the Buffalo Bills that year. So that's, 2013 is the last year that we've had a quarterback class that kind of resembles this one, where that maybe there's going to be a team out there that is desperate enough to roll the dice on one of these quarterbacks. And obviously there's a possibility that there's some underclassmen out there that might decide to jump into the draft that no one is really thinking about at this point. But of the third-year juniors, fourth-year redshirt juniors, and fifth or sixth or even seventh-year seniors that are out there due to the COVID opportunity to go back for another year, there's just not a lot of quarterback talent out there that is just obviously first-round caliber players. Some guys that if you kind of squint your eyes just right and you're like, oh, well, maybe in our system he can be successful. There are some players like that. But at the same time, of the players that we're going to be talking about that are playing this weekend, Ian, there's a lot of guys who I think you'd rather draft in a second round rather than using a top 32 selection. And that just plays right into the wheelhouse for the Seahawks, who, of course, as you mentioned, don't have that first-round pick, but do have a second-round pick, do have more draft picks this upcoming year than they had last year. So we know what a traitor John, that the John Schneider is, and so he might be willing to move up, move down, move all the way around, because, again, that 2013 class, there were some quality quarterbacks that were drafted in the middle and later rounds. And if you go all the way back years ago, you know, the 2000 class, for example, was one that there wasn't very many quarterbacks. I think there's only one drafted in 2000, but that was the year that Tom Brady was selected in the sixth round. Russell Wilson, of course, being a third-round pick. There are always quarterbacks that you can find. You're just going to find the right one.
Let's talk. I want to start on the West Coast. Carson Strong, Nevada. Jake Haener, familiar name out here, Fresno State. That's a 4 o'clock game tomorrow.
It is. It's an interesting game. You know, Carson Strong in Nevada, they have only lost one game so far this season, and that was on the road at Kansas State. And when Carson Strong struggled in that game, then a lot of people kind of jumped off the bandwagon a little bit. Carson Strong is an interesting guy. He's 6'3", he's 220 pounds, and if you were just looking at, you know, based on statistics, the fact that he's the reigning Mountain West Player of the Year, Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year, and his numbers this year are darn good as well. The problem that some people have with him is the fact that he's got a wide receiver, Romeo Dubs, and a tight end whose name is escaping me at the moment. A tight end, both of them are going to be NFL players as well. And so because of that fact, then some people are a little bit concerned about him. He also has three times now has undergone surgery on his right knee, a torn ACL in his senior season, and then had a knee scope before this year. But he doesn't look any worse for the wear. He has been absolutely spectacular so far this year. And then speaking of spectacular, I mean, Jake Haener for Fresno State has been absolutely statistically dominant. Now, he's 6 foot, 195 pounds. So I don't know that he's going to be drafted very highly, but if you're looking for quarterbacks, there is not a better game this weekend than the matchup between Carson Strong and Nevada playing at Fresno State, as you mentioned, 4 p.m. on FS2.
I mean, Haener's just a gamer, man. He's just a gamer. What he did against UCLA was crazy impressive. Number two, Cincinnati, they play at Navy. That should be a blowout game, but quarterback worth watching in that game.
It really is. Desmond Ridder. You know, I think that we've talked a little bit about the Cincinnati Bearcats earlier, Ian, and, you know, I focused in on the defensive side of the ball. We were talking about the edge rusher, Myjai Sanders. Both of Cincinnati's cornerbacks, I think, are going to wind up being pretty early round draft picks as well. But Desmond Ridder, it's crazy to say, considering that when he leaves Cincinnati, if they continue to play the way that they are, they're the number two ranked team in the latest AP poll. If they continue to have this type of success, Desmond Ridder is going to walk out of Cincinnati as one of the winningest quarterbacks in college football history. Just been absolutely spectacular what he's been able to do. Now, he's a little bit of a dual threat guy. He's 6'3", 215 pounds. He is a better, I would say, I would call him one of these guys who's a little bit more of a thrower rather than a passer at this point. He still is a little bit raw in that he will stare down his primary read. He'll force the ball into coverage, but you see some throws that are the jaw-dropping types. And so, to me, he's one of those guys that I could see somebody kind of falling in love with him. And when I talk to scouts about him, sometimes people will be stereotypes, will stereotype quarterbacks and say, oh, he's a winner, or he's a this guy, he's a that. With Desmond Ridder, that's one of the things people say, is that he is the biggest reason why Cincinnati is having their success. It's not the head coach, Luke Fickell. It's not that defense. It's that Desmond Ridder is a winner. He is the first one in, last one out kind of a guy. You can just see the way he plays and the way he talks about his teammates, the way he talks about his coaching staff, that he just gets it. And so there's a lot of people who are kind of growing on Desmond Ridder. So to me, he is one of those guys that we should be talking about a little bit. I don't know that he's going to go in the first round, but I do think that he's got a chance to be definitely on day two. And because of his dual threat abilities and the fact that he isn't necessarily a walk-in and start immediately kind of a guy, that maybe he does make some sense for a team like Seattle, who presumably would have a starting quarterback still on the field for them.
And if not, they got Geno. I mean, if Russell decides he wants to bail, and, you know, we go through that drama again. I love, Rob, honestly, I love the idea of Seattle taking a quarterback next year in, you know, a round not named, and they don't have a first-round pick unless they made a monster trade. I'd love to see them take a quarterback in the second, third, or fourth round. I would love to see that. And I would as well. And you spilled out some guys that are really good. Before I let you go, real quick, two games. I want to hit these real fast if we can. UW-Arizona. Arizona's awful. I mean, you've watched Pac-12 football for a long time. This feels like one of the worst teams we've seen in the conference in some time. Am I accurate in saying that?
I certainly think so. I just don't see the NFL talent, and I think this is a team that you know, has a long, long way to go. UW should roll Arizona. If they don't, then there is going to be that much more concern about the state of the Husky state of the Huskies.
And final one, Wazoo and BYU. A few weeks ago, we're talking about BYU playing for a national championship. They have fallen on some hard times. They still have some dudes, don't they, or not?
No, they absolutely do. I'm most intrigued by the running back, who is actually not draft eligible at this point. And again, another guy whose name has escaped me off the top of my head. But he is a good player. The quarterback is a dual threat kind of guy as well.
Yep.
But those are the two guys that really intrigue me the most about BYU. As you said, they've kind of lost some luster here in the last couple of weeks. And to me, that's going to be one of a fascinating matchup. I really want to see the way Washington State comes back after obviously all the Rolovich stuff. Do the Cougars play with any kind of fire, or are they going to lay down? Because BYU will smack you in the mouth a little bit if Wazoo doesn't come ready to play.
I think they're going to come fired up for Jason Dickert, man. I think they're going to come out red hot. But we'll see. All right, Ranger, thank you. You got a thing up on FoxSports.com right now talking quarterbacks. We'll send people that way as well. Big thanks to Chambers Bay Distillery, and I will talk to you, sir, in 7 days' time. Thank you.
Sounds great. Travel safe, buddy.
Take care. That's our guy Rob Rang joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.